This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Welcome to Volunteering Vibes. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Tracy Weston from Volunteering Hawke's Bay, your local volunteer centre, connecting people who want to make this community even more awesome. In these programmes, we'll be hearing from across the volunteering viewpoint, from the volunteers themselves and from the organisations that they work for. Today, we're spending time with Sandy Speeden of Growing Through Grief and Anglican Care Waipu Social Service. Welcome, Sandy, and thanks for joining us today to talk about the work of Growing Through Grief and your own volunteering journey.
Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. So, just to kick off then, do you want to tell us a bit about how you became involved in Growing Through Grief yourself?
Yeah, sure. So about 14 years ago, because I've been involved for 13 years, which is awesome, a person who was in the role that I took, I knew personally, and she knew that I was a social worker and I'd taken a year off from the previous social work role that I was doing. And I was actually doing home-based childcare, something completely different.
Wow.
And she said, oh, I'm going to leave my role and I think you would be good at it. And I was like,
you okay. Headhunted.
Yeah, yeah. But she knew what I was doing was one of the kids I looked after was actually one of her grandsons, so she knew it was just sort of part-time that I was going to do that for a short time. And she said, you know, I'm going to finish. And so I just looked for the job and went through the process and got it. But it ticked all the boxes for me. It's such an amazing service and the organisation and just all the people involved and then the volunteers that we have. So it ticked all the boxes it's not just a job, it's just what I love to do.
That's awesome if you can bring those things together, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So for the benefit of people who might not have heard of Growing Through Grief or what they do, can you give us an outline of what you get up to there?
Absolutely. Love to talk about it. So Growing Through Grief is a service, as you've mentioned, part of Anglican Care Waiapu and connected to the Diocese of Waiapu. And so what that means is where our services is actually over three big regions. So we go from southern Hawke's Bay, so the Tararua, all the way up to Tairawhiti, over the hill, Opotiki, Whakatane, then the Bay of Plenty, so Tauranga, Taupōr, Rotorua, and then back through to Hawke's Bay. And Growing Through Grief, our service is basically working with human beings that are going through change, loss and grief.
Mm.
Most of our work that we do is are using a program called Seasons for Growth,
mm-hmm.
so that all of what we do is group work,
because
we kind of believe that we're not meant to do life alone, and that includes the maybe not so great times that we go through, and it's amazing to see the connections people make in those groups and programs where they feel that they're not the only one. So we do a lot of work in schools and all of those communities. And so we work with kids all the way through to adults, whatever age people are, from about 6 years old, though, up until however old you are.
Mm.
Over a series of weeks and sessions and things like that. So, it's amazing work.
So grief is in the title, but it's about a lot more than that.
Yes. Yep. So any kind of change a person can go through, because at which we all do, and I think COVID, are we still allowed to talk about that? I don't know. that showed people that, yes, we all go through something.
Mm.
So, yes, it's growing through grief, but it's not just about death. It's to do with any sort of change, separation, health, a change in circumstance in your whānau, imprisonment, kids leaving home, starting school, siblings moving out, grandparents coming in, coming out, any kind of change, because any change we have loss, and then grief is just a reaction of loss. So we all experience that actually often.
Absolutely. Wow, that's a wonderful thing that you offer. So the Four Seasons program, you want to tell us a bit more about that? How does that work and what's Four Seasons about?
Yeah, so Seasons for Growth, and we use the seasons in our environment to connect them to the things that we go through in our own lives. So life is like the seasons. You know, we do need winter times in our environment because the trees need to be stripped off to encourage that new growth. Mm-hmm. And so just in our lives too, there are times that are stripping, to use that word, or times where we do things less. And those are sort of our winter times to then be able to create new things in our own lives. So that's where change comes in. So the programs look like, so we have for children there are 8 sessions, and then for adults there are 4 or 5 sessions. We also have parent or whānau workshops.
Oh, so you work with adults too?
Yep, work with adults as well. So there's sessional programs for adults. There's parent workshops about supporting children about death or separation. Mm-hmm. So 2 very specific ones there. And then we have professional development seminars as well around understanding change, loss and grief.
And who would those seminars be aimed at? Who do you see come along to those?
So organisations, social services, schools, all those sorts of staff in schools that might attend, or teachers, other social workers, counsellors, people that are students, but also just community that are, they're working or they're engaged in community in some way. So they have a sphere of influence, and so it's around that they see the changes happening in those community that they want to support or just know how to have conversations around. Mm. Yeah.
So does the demand for your service ebb and flow? Do you find there are peaks and troughs, or is it building, or how is it for
you? It's pretty constant, which is obviously sad given the nature of, things people go through, but we're pleased to have a service, and there's a lot of great social services out in our community, so it's great that we're part of that and can offer what we do to our community. I think it's pretty constant, actually. Yeah, we're in schools a lot in the term times, obviously, and then just in the community. Adults are a bit slower in seeking support for themselves, but they benefit so much when they do.
That's interesting. You think there's been a generational shift? Have you, in the time that you've been involved with Growing Through Grief?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's amazing how many children, some of them actually want to come. Mm. Some of them, are encouraged to come, but they stay. But we have hardly any drop-offs in that way unless they're sick or they move. And if that could be how our adult community looks at life, is actually, hey, I want to do something for me. It doesn't mean I'm weak. It doesn't mean, vulnerability isn't a scary thing, but actually I'm taking this time to look after me and to actually choose to do something for myself that is going to not only benefit me but benefit those that are around me as well and help me to be a better human in the way that I'd like, and we'll take steps towards that even as the starting point. It's not a fix-it thing, it's not magic, but it's amazing.
I've often heard people say that you can't pour from an empty cup.
That's right, yep, absolutely. So it's a little bit of giving back to yourself. Yep. You get some language around the experiences that you have, or you learn connections that for yourself in the seasons that you're going through. And it's hard to explain in words, but you see it in the program. You just actually see people changing and learning and just giving support to themselves, which is really, it's awesome.
It must be an incredible thing to witness.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a real privilege.
So how do you use volunteers as part of the programs you offer?
Yeah, we can't do the work that we do and the volume that we do without our volunteers. Our volunteers are absolutely the foundation of our work. We love them so much, and sometimes we have to force them to take time off because they're volunteering and they have many other things that they're doing. So we're like, no, you can't be involved this term. But just because they love it and they see that. Yeah, to be able to run groups, we need, 2 people in those groups. Mm-hmm. And in all of our communities, we need lots of volunteers. And so right from the get-go, obviously the nature of the work that we do, we have a bit of a process around volunteers. So we're looking for some certain attributes in people, like in kids and humans is number one. But we have really good support around, coming into our work. They get trained and it's all no cost to them apart from perhaps getting to the training if it's not in their backyard. And then there's support around, continuation of things that we call communities of practice. So we do online things where we talk about different topics or challenges that might come up in groups or seasons or activities or whatever, so that continual learning and development we have for our volunteers, because they come from all walks of life. But I have to say, in all the trainings I've sat in and I train also, you see where they pick up, they're like, oh, this is amazing, and I can't wait to just get into the work. And so it's almost like they want to hurry up through the training, you know, because there is a bit of theory and a bit of background around that as well as practical stuff. But they just want to get into running their first program, and you can see where the passion just drops in into themselves, and then they, you know, they get to bring that into the program of who they are and what they've learnt. So they're such an important part. We couldn't do what we do without them. Yeah.
That's an amazing piece of work to be involved in, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So what might, if there is such a thing as a typical day, or,
yes,
you know, what would a day or a session with GTG look like?
Yeah, for sure. So knowing that our volunteers do, many of them volunteer in more than one place, some of them work or, you know, have lives and babies and children and all sorts of stuff that they've got going on.
Surely
so,
not.
Yeah, yeah, amazing. Just for us. So because we work in schools, but we also in a lot of our communities, and particularly here in Hawke's Bay, we run after-school programs. So we do our stuff, you know, sort of 4 to 5 p.m. on one day a week for a whole term. So typically most volunteers want to start out working in the kids stuff or the teenage kids and teenagers stuff that they get trained in. So that looks like you need to be able to commit, you know, prior to a bit of an interview to 2 days of training. And then once you're ready to go into a program, it runs over a whole term. So you need to commit to a couple of hours a week for 8 weeks consecutively.
Right.
You'd be with the same group of kids that you're with from the beginning to the end. The programs themselves are about an hour, but you've got the prep time, you know, sort of before that you're doing, and then there's a bit of a debrief after each session with the other person or our local staff, our coordinator, as well. So that's sort of typically what it might look like. So we will have, you know, what schools we know that are booked in or whether we're running an after-school program, and so we reach out and say who's available on Tuesdays or I need 3 people for Thursdays or whatever. But we also talk to our volunteers about what sort of age group they might love. You know, a lot of people who might have done some work in ECE, so they might love those younger ones, whereas other ones are like, you know, far removed from that. I've got teenager myself, so I want to work with teenagers, which is awesome. So we talk to them about that, but we also encourage them to try a different age,
yeah,
or say, we'll give it to you if we can, but actually our need is here and we just need some people over here.
And you find people pretty accommodating.
They are, yeah, to work in with their schedule. Because like I said, they want to get in and do it, you know, so they're kind of waiting to hear when they can be involved. And if we can schedule them in a way that they know what they're expected to do and we know, you know, what's expected, what they can give us, then that works perfectly. Because surprise, surprise, some volunteers take time off. So, you know, because they can, which is great. So the more we have, the more we're able to, you know, be flexible as well with their timetables. Because, yeah, we want to love on them as much as we possibly can, because, as I said, we can't do this work in the way that we do without them. And in Hawke's Bay, we are pretty busy. So, yeah, we need a good team.
Absolutely. So if you've just joined us, you're listening to a regular program presented by Volunteering Hawke's Bay, promoting volunteers and their organisations across all of Hawke's Bay. Our website is vhb.org.nz. I'm Tracy Weston, and today we're talking with Sandy Speeden of Growing Through Grief. So, Sandy, you started off by talking about how you became involved with Growing Through Grief. People who volunteer for organisations usually, you know, it's not their first rodeo. They've been involved with community organisations and volunteering, you know, long before that. So what's your story in terms of that work?
Yeah, around volunteering?
Yeah.
Yeah. My name means helper of mankind. And so I've kind of done that in different volunteering ways over probably more my adult life, I suppose. Way back in the day. I don't want to say how long ago. A while ago. Lived in Australia and did volunteer youth work in an organisation, and that was actually pretty much full time. And it was just incredible to be able to, I don't know, there was something freeing about it that's different to when you've got a job. Even though it was kind of like a job, we didn't get paid for it, so you really are volunteering your time working in the community and particularly with young people. So and it was so much fun, and you just learn other skills and experiences that, because organisations are eager to have, you know, who work with volunteers, they're eager to have those volunteers involved, and they're eager if if a volunteer's like, oh, I'm interested over here, they're like, great, cool, let me find you something to do over here, you know. So that's what I really found in that organisation, that, you know, if you slightly were interested in something, boom, you were in doing it. So I learned a lot of things, actually, that took me down my path of doing social work degree and then and the work that I've been doing since being a social worker, in that, and you were with other people who were also volunteering. So you created this sort of volunteering whānau, and you all knew you were in the same boat, and you were able to talk to each other about things, and you weren't necessarily skilled in everything, you sort of learnt on the go. But it was such a great experience that then led me back in New Zealand to do volunteering in a lot of church settings, so a lot of young people kind of stuff. Mm. And at the moment I work with intermediate age kids, running a group, we call it Voltage, and so we just do crazy things on Friday nights, and yeah, a lot of energy gets expelled out of my body, and I'm need a break for a few weeks before I do another one.
I was just
going to
ask you, where is the joy in all this for you? But yeah, I can feel the joy coming out of you now.
So. Well, I love planning, and I love fun, and I just love people, and especially young people, and intermediates don't think I'm old yet, so that's real cool.
And young people get a bad rap, I find. I went to an event the other day, and at the close of it, the person who was MC and stood up and said, I just want you to acknowledge that all the young people here give up their Saturday morning every week. You know, they're there at 7:30, they're practicing hard, and they're scared about performing, but here they are doing it, and, you know, I just want to acknowledge that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think they do get a bad rap, and I've got teenagers, so... You know, you see that. You see the other generations sort of looking down on them. But, you know, they actually want opportunities and they want to get involved. And it is actually, I'm probably in the older than teenager category anyway, but, you know, it's those generations above that have experienced that need to give them those opportunities. Yeah. And for volunteering as well, to not to say, oh, you're young, you don't know anything, but to actually have them involved. And they're only going to learn that from, you know, the people that are older than them. And, yes, they don't want to be told what to do, but... You know, it's kind of, they're amazing. I just think they're so much fun.
Would you say that there's anything in particular that's changed your perspective on life, that, you know, from the work that you've been involved in, the things that you've seen and experienced? Have you had any of your viewpoints or changed?
Great question. I think people are absolutely incredible. And one thing I've noticed through all of my working life or volunteering and just working with people is that people surprise themselves, and I think people need to believe a bit more in themselves on what they can go through. And obviously that's easier to do when you've got resources or you've got support and things like that. I think what people underestimate is that there are people out there willing to come alongside other people and support them. Sometimes it takes time to find those people, and I can understand people's reticence or whakamaa shyness about seeking help, you know, if they've had bad experiences before. But there are a lot of people out there that, you know, want to get alongside and support other people, and I've seen that, and that's probably one thing that's sort of changed is how many amazing people there are out there willing to get alongside others and support them, and those are the volunteers, as well as people who have jobs and organisations. But there's some cool stuff in Hawke's Bay, you know. People are doing amazing things. It's cool.
Since being involved in this role, I've seen the mahi that people are putting in, and they're quite quiet about it mostly.
That's right. Yep.
But you get to see a lot of the positive side of human life.
Yep.
You know, if you read the media, you just think there's only bad stuff happening necessarily. Yep. And it's not that way. So many people out there are working hard.
That's right.
To do great things.
Absolutely.
For their community and the people that are around them.
Yep.
So what's in store for Grown Through Grief over the next 12 months or so?
Oh, well, actually, we are 30 years old this year, which is very exciting. So trying to decide kind of what to do and what that might look like, but really want to celebrate that and all of what that means and all the journeys that people have taken, both in being participants or clients and staff and stakeholders and all those words that you use, as well as our volunteer community. So that's really exciting. and yeah, just growing our service, more work with adults in our communities, coming up, looking at doing some programs for adults that are run over a weekend. So doing our work a little bit like that. Just more of what we do, really, and making our website look a little bit cooler, which is my project that I've got on at go at the moment, which is cool. Small admin tasks.
We look forward to seeing that. There's always admin. It doesn't go away.
I know. Yeah.
So what would you say to someone who was thinking about volunteering?
Do it. Nah. Come to Growing Through Grief.
You heard it here first.
Just do it. Oh, I think that slogan's taken. I think that there's so many different opportunities that you can dip your toe in without putting your whole foot in. So if you want to give a go at I remember doing when I was doing my social work study and I teamed up with some volunteering places, and you just do things for a day here or there to find out what's out there and to give things a go. So that's a really great way to start. And I just know from our volunteers that are involved with us how rewarded they feel. And I know that's not why we do it, but there's also great scientific evidence of how good it is for your health. That volunteering, that giving back actually supports your whole order, your whole tinana, so all of you. And that if that's not a benefit, I don't know what it is. You also meet people, so you feel like you've got this sort of supported group. And you know, I think you just get better work stories if you volunteer in places, because there's cool stuff to get involved in, you know. Absolutely. So one day, or, you know, one-off event, or, you know, signing up to something that's a little bit more or a bit more in depth. You try new skills. That helps for jobs that you're looking for as well. It looks good on a CV for volunteering. All those reasons are just an awesome.
It sounds like you probably get more out than you put in.
If
I can say that, that's a general experience.
Yeah.
So what's the best way for people to get in touch with you guys?
Yeah, so we have a website as well, which is www.acw.org.nz/grief/services. But you can just go to acw.org.nz and then you'll see our different services, because we have more than Growing Through Grief. So you can click on there and then just contact. There's an email you can email, which is admin@gtg.org.nz. No, it's not. It's admin@acw.org.nz. Whoops. if you just go to the website, we do have a Growing Through Grief Facebook page and Instagram, which is just Growing Through Grief. You just look that up. So you can get in contact that way as well, but also through Volunteering Hawke's Bay. You can find us on there, of course.
I was just going to say, yep. Yes.
And on Seek. We are on Seek as well, and in all of our communities are on there, so you can go through that way.
And someone can just ring you for a chat to find
someone
out.
Someone can just ring for a chat.
Put their toe in the water.
Absolutely, which is such a good way to do it. And even if you come through Volunteering Hawke's Bay or Seek, then we will call you, because often people think, oh, that sounds cool, and they don't really read all the words or know exactly what it's about. So that first phone call is really important. So I encourage people just to ring up and just be curious and wonder what this might look like and how they might fit it in.
We often say to our volunteers at Volunteering Hawke's Bay that making connection with an organisation by applying for one of their openings on our website is just the start of a conversation.
That's right. Yep.
It may go somewhere, it may not, and that's fine.
Yep.
That's fine. It's just a door opener.
Absolutely. Yep. And just pop in, you know, ring up and meet up for a coffee and have a chat.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah.
So thank you, Sandy, for making the time to come in today and share with us. We wish Sandy and everyone associated with Growing Through Grief continued success in the incredible work that you do. So thank you to listeners for joining us. And if you're an organisation, team or business wanting to volunteer, get in touch. Volunteering Hawke's Bay offers a range of training and networking opportunities for its members, and membership is absolutely free. We have over 250 registered organisations with hundreds of volunteering opportunities. So if it's baking or being on a board, there is a volunteering opportunity for you. So visit our website, vhb.org.nz, and be the change. Our thanks today to Radio Hawke's Bay for making this show possible. You can listen to this show and the many other wonderful programmes on offer at radiohawkesbay.org.nz. Bye for now.
This This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.